Hey y'all. Hey y'all. This one is explicit.
Hello, Elsie.
Hello, Jessica.
How are you?
I'm well. You guys might hear a little bit of background chatter from my little monkeys because they're kind of not allowed to go outside right now. So you might, it's either they are calmly playing with each other.
Or it's chaos and mayhem.
Yes. And so I'd rather them just talk nicely to each other rather than scream or, you know.
Anything. Well, that's every mother's wish.
Right. Yes. And you can hear them squealing, but it's squealing out of joy rather than, I want to beat you up. Let's
For
hope.
Now. For now. Did you catch that video on my profile?
Oh, my God.
As you can see, I often wanted to beat her up.
Yes, you did. Yes.
I really was mean to her.
Have you seen that video, people? The video
of
Jess.
If you look on my profile.
If you're a friend of Jess's on Facebook, you need to watch Jess be, how old were you, seven?
Six.
Six.
Six
oh my
and a
God.
Half.
It's just so cute.
As I very arrogantly say, I'm six and a half. I am six and a half, and I am super annoyed that my sister exists in this video. Just in general. I don't like anything about her, even the air she breathes, and it shows. Yep.
Oh, man. I hope mine don't do that because I could – oh, it just
Well, but you can
heart.
Tell that I very obviously need and want to hog all the attention, and it's not working out.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, maybe that's what it is. But, yeah. Oh, my God. But it's very cute. You guys have to see it.
Hopefully your children don't have that same megalomania issues that I do.
Not as much. I think my four-year-old has a bit of it, but it's not like that. Not quite like that. It's more like mama attention rather than everybody look at me attention.
Well, it was my dad taping.
Oh, right.
So that could be part of it.
That could have been part of it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so
God.
Today we have a beautiful, long, I think, episode today with all kinds of gift ideas for you guys. It is the 2015 She Podcast Gift Guide show.
Gift Guide!
So this is sort of like, remember when we had that list for what you should take traveling with you?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
But funnier. Funner.
But funnier, funner.
I don't know about funnier, but more fun.
With more things.
With more things and stuff.
Yes, so I think that that's going to be really fun. But before we get into the list itself, we do want to remind you to sign up for our upcoming webinar. It's going to be this Friday, November 20th. You can find it at shepodcast.com/boss. Libsyn, because both of those are going to be all about what the webinar is going to be about. It's about podcasting directly from your iPhone or iPad using Boss Jock, which was our sponsor a while ago, and doing everything in there to send all your stuff over to Libsyn, which is the podcast host, of course. So you really don't really need a computer for this, other than to watch the webinar, maybe. But it's going to be
basically, powerful podcasting on the go. Is what
powerful
the...
podcasting on the go. And it's going to be my other co-host, Rob Walsh, who's going to be doing this webinar for us. So
the VP of Podcaster Relations at Libsyn.
Yay! So
Yay!
That's
so please
exciting.
Sign up. shepodcast.com/boss Libsyn.
Yep.
And what's with all these services?
Oh, these are the services. So we're getting started now with our gift guide. All right. So we are going to start with some services here, and then we're going to try to have some kind of semblance of, how would I say it, organization? To this?
Yes.
Possibly, or maybe Jessica will be doing a better job of organizing this stuff for me.
Oh, is that a hint?
No, of like leading me to or naming it differently or whatever.
Yes. Yes, I will.
So we have services first to start off with as gifts, because I feel that there's a lot of us who would want these things. And there was like, I think this year is the first time that I forked out the cash to get myself a Dropbox account. Like, proper.
Oh, you are kidding me. Really?
No, it was this year. Yeah.
How much?
I think it's $99 a month, a year.
No. Yeah. A year. I was going to say I pay 20 a month for my storage.
Yeah, I think it's Dropbox. It's $99 a year. So I bought $99 a year, and it makes it so much easier for me to not have to worry about anything really. And I got my parents to actually get a Dropbox account too, primarily for their images, for their pictures.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Good for you.
It's necessary because they're constantly like it's insane the amount of images they have on their computer. And if you have something like I do, which is a MacBook Air with very little, kind of like I can't upgrade the hard drive.
No storage whatsoever, basically.
Yeah. So I need to get stuff out. And so if you guys, and I know that's not a very sexy kind of gift, but my God, is it nice. Oh, goodness. And then the second thing that I have, and I know this kind of goes in line with the Spotify, Pandoras of the world and all that kind of stuff. I've been really enjoying iTunes Music because I'm part of the, basically, I've subscribed to the iTunes Apple ecosystem and it just is great.
Elsie, I just subscribed as well. I dumped Spotify and went with iTunes Music.
No way.
I know. It's like the first thing we've ever done simultaneously in agreement.
Oh my God.
Unknowing of the other.
Unknowing of the other. Exactly. I don't have to convince you and you don't have to convince me. Oh my God.
It's a miracle.
Oh my God. But yeah, it's been so good because it's so great to be able to search for like my girls, like what was it that they were asking for the other day? It was like a random song. It was a kid's song. They really love the Grinch, you know, the Grinch, the Grinch song, the proper Grinch song. And it's so great to be able to go into iTunes and just type in that song.
Oh my God. That's exactly why I signed up. And I can't wait to tell you what the song was that I needed to play for my son.
Oh my
Isaac,
God. What was it?
But my older son.
What was it?
It was Jump by Criss Cross. Because he kept saying wiggida 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 whack. And I was like, you need to know where that's from or you're not allowed to say it.
Oh my God.
Like, okay. And then I realized that my trial on Apple Music had expired. So I signed up and Criss Cross will make you jump, jump. The Daddy Mac will make you jump.
Oh my God.
It was like, I love everything about this song.
I'm telling you, it's been so exciting for me because I've rediscovered all of my music again. Because when I moved from LA to Pittsburgh, I had to kind of make decisions about my music. And I also had a lot of music in my old, old MacBook, like the one that was white and it's heavy and thick and, you know, and it's still, I still have it, but all of my music is there. And I didn't really want to bring all that music to my new computer because, like I said, I don't have a lot of space or anything like that.
You didn't rip it? You didn't just rip it in?
No, because then I got rid of all of the CDs themselves.
Yeah, but I ripped all mine first.
Well, I didn't have time to be ripping and all that kind of stuff. And also MacBooks nowadays, or at least the MacBook Air that I have, doesn't have a little music drive thing.
Right.
So then all of that is in my old MacBook, which I do have, but it's hidden. And so there's so much music even, and also there's a lot of music I didn't even bring because I had in my other computer. And now whenever I have an idea of like albums that I used to binge on, I can just write them in there and I can just play them.
Is one of those albums Edie Burkell and the New Bohemians?
No, it's not.
I used to binge on that one.
No, I have.
What about Toad the Wet Sprocket?
No, yeah, it's totally different. I have the Buena Vista Social Club. Did you ever listen to that?
What do you think?
No.
No, I did not. That's okay.
So the Buena Vista Social Club and Ozo Motley is one of my favorite bands in the whole entire world. And I have not listened to them in so long because I didn't have the DVD and it was messed up. And with Apple Music, I actually get, you know how they curate like the playlists around a specific artist?
Yeah, I love that.
I love that. And so they have a whole Ozo Motley like intro, and it's the best. It's the best. So if you want to know like the kind of, oh my God, I actually played it to get ready for our She Podcast workshop myself, not in the workshop, but when I was getting ready in my hotel room, I played that album, I guess, and it would just brought back so many memories. Ozo Motley, Ozo Motley.
I mean, I'm not aware of too many things, but I know what I know, if you know what I mean.
I totally know what you know. And I'm not aware. I'm not a music person at all. Like, I'm not up on the hip stuff. Elsie. I'm not.
That was an Edie Burkell lyric.
See? I don't know.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know of you.
Oh, that song.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do ya? Sorry. That was a joke that went way over your head. And came
yes, it
right
did.
Around. Right back around, hit her in the butt, people.
Yes, it did, okay. Because I totally, and it's so funny how now our listeners are going like, Jessica, there are so many jokes that you're saying that Elsie does not get at all.
It was just that one. And normally I do stop and explain them to you because I don't want to have inside jokes with the listeners that you're not in on. That just seems unfair.
I think we should just take that for granted. That's just going to happen.
No, it's not. I can't allow it. You're too good of a friend, Elsie. You have to be in on the joke, even if it's at your expense. That just seems ethical.
Oh, my God. I can't even take it. It's too many. There's too many layers of information now. And I'm like.
So you're saying gift someone Netflix and Amazon Prime, too?
Yes, you can do that. I think that you could definitely do that.
Like, who would you give this gift to? Like, not your parents.
Amazon Prime.
For ourselves, right?
Amazon Prime. I you know what? Listen, most of the things that I wrote down on this are stuff that I would want to get.
That we want. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would totally and absolutely 100% be stoked if somebody gifted me another year of Amazon Prime.
I just want to remember that because I just forgot for a second. Yes, this is the gift guide that of stuff that we ourselves want, not that we're giving to like our sister.
No.
Because I forgot for a minute. Now I remember. No. Okay. These are the things that me and Elsie want. Okay. Yes. I would like someone to buy my Netflix for the year. That would be fab.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Then I could, yeah. There's a new show on Netflix by Aziz Ansari that I haven't watched yet. And I really,
oh, really?
Want to. Yeah.
Why is he so cool? Tell me why he's so cool.
It's called Master of None. Mostly because he's self-deprecating. Okay, so I'll just tell you why he's cool. I watched half of his most recent Madison Square Garden stand-up piece, and it's on Netflix, okay? And within the first 20 minutes, he was joking, but at the expense of the meat industry, talking about how they, you know, are mean to chickens and cows and stuff like that. And he was making jokes about, like, whatever, it's a little political. And then he starts talking about dating and how men are such idiots because, like, if you're a stalker, like, how do you really see that working out in your head? Like, how's that really gonna, like, you would really, I think you would appreciate it because all his stances are on the same stances that I would take. And yet it's still like making fun of it and funny, if that makes sense. That's why he's so cool. As far as the show, I don't know yet. He wasn't at his best in Parks and Recreation because he was basically a shallow douche. But like in all his stand-up, he's always been really good. In fact, there's in his earlier stand-up, he has a whole bit about his 12-year-old cousin Harris, who like is so intense. And then he like they have, of course, like homework groups online. And then like Aziz would join the homework group and then mess with everyone about how Harris didn't get the right answer. And then Harris is just like, who is this guy? He's not even in our class. And then like Aziz would be like, I'm in our class. You guys don't even know me because I sit all the way in the back. Like just the way he says it is so funny, but just exactly the way a 13-year-old you could imagine getting mad. I just messaged the teacher and he said, this guy's wrong. You know,
dude.
Like, just the way he says it's hilarious. Like, his stand-up is very, you would really like it. If you get bored and you have Netflix, do the Aziz thing. I'm telling you, you would not regret it. And the most recent one is, like I said, political about meat and then political about men and women and how there's never, oh, this part was great. He did 1,000 examples of this. He was like, you never have a man knocking on the door of another man's apartment going, I'm sorry. I just had to come in here because there's this guy and I'm pretty sure he was following me and he was wearing a trench coat. No. And then he was like, no man in here has that story. No man in here has, and he just kept saying them over and over. And it was so funny, Elsie, because, and then after when he's done, no man has a story. He goes, all the women in here have at least 3 of these stories. And it's true. I had at least 2 or 3 of them.
It's truly true.
That's why I think you should listen to Joe.
Okay, I'm going to check him out. Because I keep seeing him and I saw, didn't he get a book? Didn't he have a book?
He has a new book about online dating. Yes.
Yeah. And so then I completely, like, I was like, what's the big deal about this guy? I kept seeing him on Audible and I was like, whatever.
Because
so, okay, I'll check it out.
Smart.
So that's
smart.
Good to have for Netflix. And it's really good because you can, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, being able to consume whatever you want.
Yes.
Guys all know. You all
Amazon
have Netflix,
Prime,
for God's
that
sake.
Is a great gift. It's $99, I believe, now. And that's a great gift because do you want to know when I was looking up some of the websites that I shop for? I know I just totally interrupted you, but I just have to tell you this. I was looking at some of the websites that I shop for because I know that sometimes I'll go on a website and if I can't find something out of stock, I'll look on Amazon and they have it. And I looked up how many things I've done in the last year. 82 orders this year on Amazon.
You totally need Amazon Prime.
All free shipping because I have Amazon Prime. Thanks.
Yeah, and now you can read, like you can, not rent, but you can, it's not renting, borrow Kindle books, which is awesome.
Some stuff is up for borrow, yes.
And then, and I love Amazon, I love what they have, obviously that's why Downton Abbey was me, mommy, binging on that, and Mr. Selfridge, because they're on Amazon Prime, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all of those things. And music, I haven't tested out the music thing yet, have you?
No, because I mostly do iTunes.
Right. Me too. So anyway, there's that. Okay. So those things are really great. And I know that it seems, again, they're not very sexy, but I'm sure you can figure out a nice way to give it to somebody if you want them, because I would really love if somebody did that to me, for me.
Yeah. That's now, such a good gift.
Now, there's another service here. It's called Screencast Online. And I have, back in the day, I think I've talked about him before. This is Don McAllister, and he is a podcaster. At his essence, he really is. He started podcasting and doing video podcasts right from the get-go. And again, it's screencastsonline.com. From the beginning, when I got into listening to a lot of podcasts, I started with the Mac podcasters, and one of my favorites always talked about Don McAllister's Screencast Online, and I started to check it out. And they are these incredible tutorials about almost every single thing that you can want or need from your Mac. Like, he goes down to every single workflow that you can have on your actual Mac computer, installing apps. He tests the different apps that are released. He shows you how to install all the operating systems, what settings to use. He has a full tutorial on Apple Music. He has a full tutorial on photos. He has, it's out of control what he does. And it's one of the reasons that I bought a lot of the apps that I already use on my Mac, because I see how they can be used. And you can figure out if that works for you or not. So that's really amazing. He has, I think, three tutorials that are each 40 minutes each on ScreenFlow. And every time that there's an update for ScreenFlow, he does a new tutorial, which is incredible. So I love Screencast. And he also does all of the same apps for phones as well, for iOS apps. So Screencast Online is an incredible gift for anybody that is looking to kind of like up their knowledge of their Mac. It's a no-brainer. And I've been a paying member since 2006.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't watch all the tutorials, but I do know that if I ever want to know if I need an app, then I can just go back into the member section and search, and I will find it. And then I will know what it looks like and how it works.
Right on.
There you have it.
That's pretty awesome.
All right. So now we're getting into some. Do you have any other services that you would like to say that you cannot live without?
You know what? I pay $9.99 a month for Google Drive for
do
all
you?
The space. Yeah. I have a Dropbox account and a Google Drive account, because I have too much email and too many like videos and stuff uploaded in Google Drive. I wouldn't mind someone paying for my Google Drive space. It's just another expense that I would rather not have. And I use it for so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I should probably marry. See, here's the thing is, like, I share Google Drives with you and I share Dropboxes with other people. And I feel like I can't not have one of those.
Right.
I feel like because too many people share with both.
Right.
So both. And then actually, for those of you, I mean, I'll just put this on there, even though I don't use it anymore, the Evernote is $50 a year for their premium. And for those people who are using Evernote exclusively, that's a really good one too.
You know what? That would be a really great gift. If I got Evernote premium, I'd probably be stoked. That's another one that I've been paying for.
Yeah, I don't pay for it either.
I really don't need it. I don't use Evernote enough.
I used to. That's the thing. I used to use it exclusively, and that's why I needed it. So that, like, Elsie, if you and I used it, we could, instead of Google Drive, we could share stuff amongst each other and with our editor and, like, whomever. We
right.
just don't, but we could.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's a good gift, I think.
Yeah,
and what do you think about Hulu? You have Netflix, but not Hulu.
No, I don't have Hulu. Hulu doesn't.
That doesn't do it for you?
I don't know. It doesn't. You know what it is? Yeah, I just never jived with Hulu. I don't know.
They don't ring your bell for some reason?
What's so nice about Hulu? Tell me.
Besides, I mean, now they have just as exclusive content as Netflix does, even though you may not have heard of it yet. They also are, like, if you miss something on a network, which you do, they usually have it right on Hulu. So, like, I mean, they all, like, let's just say you don't have cable, but you're all caught up with, like, a show you'd never watch, like Empire. You could watch it the next day on Hulu. And you can't do that on Netflix. You have to wait for it to be over, like, two seasons later.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But Amazon might have the same thing, but it's not as complete. Like, Hulu has almost all the channels, I guess.
Right. I think that's a good idea. I mean, that's something that I hadn't really thought about. Although I'm not going to do it, since now I have Amazon Prime and I have Netflix. There's really no reason for me to do that because it'll be just about me. And mind you, you know what? I bought Amazon Prime when they had it for, like, on sale for $60-something.
I'm going to put it on the list because I'll tell you what. If you had Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, you would be totally set for TV. You'd never need cable ever again.
And then I would never focus on my work.
Well, right. Well, let's not get personal. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's pretty good stuff.
All right. Okay. So let's move on to a little bit of hardware stuff. So here is a camera. This is an external camera that you can put onto your computer. So like some of the Macs, some Mac computers, and even some PCs as well, have pretty decent cameras built into the computer. But this one here, it's the Logitech HD Pro Webcam C920. And it's a widescreen video calling and recording camera that you attach to your computer. I have heard wonderful things about this. So if you are looking to like upgrade the way that you look, like if you're doing blabs a lot, or if you're doing periscoping a lot, or even if you're just doing your basic conversations in Ecamm call recorder that you want to maybe record for some kind of webinar specific thing, it would be really great for you to upgrade your camera. I've heard fantastic things about this. So this is something that I have on my wish list and I hope to get at some point. Since I don't really do that much video, it's not like right top of mind, but I would love to get it and mess with it. So you don't use another camera, do you?
No. I mean, I like my iPhone camera, to be honest.
No, that one's really good. That is really good, too. But this would be just on the computer. I was just thinking, like, you know, having these wonderful HD cameras, it would just, it feels
like. Do you
look
that different?
Well, the thing is, it's like, I'd feel like then it would just even call more attention about how crappy my environment is and how messed up my hair is more.
I mean, right. But I mean, I just use pretty much the one on my computer because, yeah, like you said, after a certain age, fuzzy is better.
Yeah, fuzzy is better.
Fuzzy is just better.
But I think there's a reason to do that kind. But anyway, so if you guys want it, check out that Logitech HD Pro webcam. It people, you know, really rave about it. And it's one that most of the podcasters are often sharing. Then we have, this is something that I've also coveted, and I've told you about it, Jess.
Yes.
It is the Audio-Technica BPH-S1 broadcast stereo headset with dynamic boom mic. And this one is actually, it's $199. And what it is
totally
a headset,
reasonable, by the way.
Totally reasonable. So it's headphones. And then it's got a little, you know, those little microphone things that you put right in front of your mouth. So if you are somebody who doesn't want to be stuck recording, if you want the ability to move around, this is a really kind of like high, in quotes, the high end for your voice. I have heard that is akin to the ATR 2100, which is what you have, Jess, and it's what a lot of us have. So the sound, it's a dynamic one as well. So it means that it doesn't pick up external sounds too much, like mm-hmm. the condenser microphones come with. So this is something I would actually get this above the Logitech Pro webcam. If I were to spend on something, I would probably get this over the other one because I do want the capability of being able to move around with a headset.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice not to be tethered, that's all.
Yeah, tethered is no good.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
All right, so next we have this ChargeTech 12,000 mAh white portable battery pack. And so
this thing is ginormous.
I know, it's
way.
Huge. But see, this is not something that you're going to put in your purse. It's huge. It's gigantic. It's
huge.
It's almost like a baby computer.
Except with no other purpose other than to charge things.
Yes, exactly. So this would actually is like, I would have this if we're doing going on a road trip, you know, like we always go to Pittsburgh and stuff and we're in the car for so long and I'm doing like some kind of work where I really, really, really need battery life. This would be an awesome thing to have because you can plug in your laptop, which is what I'm looking for, your laptop to this puppy and it'll give you enough life for you to be, you know, extra bonus juice if you're out and about.
Yeah. So just to be clear, it has a 3-prong plug, just because I know you guys are listening and you can't see it. It's actually an adapter with a 3-pronger, so you can plug in your laptop, any laptop, into this fat bastard, as they say. It's huge, but it does show that it fits in larger purses and diaper bags, but like, yeah, you take it to the library. You can take it anywhere because you can plug your whole computer into it, which means, people, that you can work in the car.
Yes.
Something I cannot do for longer than 30 minutes.
Right. And see, I have a really long, pretty battery life right now. So I could get a pretty decent about 3 to 4 hours worth of work on my laptop if I'm doing pretty basic work with no, you know, not using things like not editing and not processing. Because usually when like exporting from GarageBand will really eat up a lot of bandwidth, or uploading things for whatever reason that also uses up a lot of bandwidth. But I mean, I'm at battery life, not bandwidth, battery life on my computer. But this would be really, really great because in a pinch, there's been a couple of times when I've wanted to do something. Or you know what I did? Did I tell you what I did that I actually attended an entire webinar that I helped Crystal. Crystal was doing the Libsyn Quick Start. And mm-hmm. I'm usually in the chat helping answer questions and whatnot. And for me to be stuck in the car, not being able to actually be home, it would have been great to have that as a backup, even though I was able to do it all in the computer and everything was fine. But it would have been great for me to be able to have that as a backup just in case it started to eat up. Because if you're doing something like GoToMeeting and you're like on the road, it'll eat up your battery life big time.
Yeah.
So that's a great – I can't wait to get that. But now if you don't want that big – that's an external battery. So that you can have – like Jessica said, you could stick it in your purse if you really want to – or diaper bag. If you really want to be carrying around this giant battery.
I'm just saying it fits.
But
I'm saying.
If you are in the car too, they have this thing called the We Charger, and it's an ultra-compact portable MacBook car charger. So it's the same thing that you charge your iPhone in, if you will, in the car, but it has the output for your MacBook.
Pooter.
Yeah, your computer. So it's
I like
super
to say
cool.
Pooter.
Isn't that neato?
Yeah, this is cool.
So you can just stick it in there, and then that way you can charge your computer while you're in your car, which means that – and that's another thing too. It's like if you want to podcast or do something like that or record, that usually eats up a lot of bandwidth – I mean battery in your computer. And so this kind of thing will kind of like allow you to be able to recharge things or whatever.
Yeah.
So
– it's awesome.
We had a comment about losing things in our Facebook page, and I do this all the time. So I've been looking for something that will help me. And, you know, this is keys, wallets, shit like that. I always lose it. So there is...
Wait, you do?
Oh, my God. Give me a break. I barely can make it out of the house without, like...
Really?
Pants. Yes, it's insane.
How is it that you're the one that always loses your stuff and I'm the one that always knows where mine is? That's very odd to me.
What?
I never, ever lose my keys in my wallet or my purse.
You should knock on wood right now.
Never. I swear to God, I've never had the – I mean, like, has anyone seen my wallet? Yes, I say that because sometimes other people in here clean and move things. But I've never had a search or a panic in probably 15 years.
Oh my God. I have it all the time. So, well, now I figured out my system is to have, I know, and this is pretty sad, but I have like a copy of everything inside of almost in every bag, except of
course.
Well,
that's insane.
For my wallet.
You're just begging to have your identity.
No. I'm not talking about wallet stuff. I'm talking like headphones. There's an extra pair of headphones.
Oh, I have that
and everything.
Too. Oh, I can never find an earbud.
I have an extra pair of like, you know, how to charge my iPhone in the cord in everything that I have, including my wallet. So there's one in my purse and then there's one in my wallet.
Ridiculous.
And then now I found everything needs to be attached. So everything inside my purse is attached to the purse. So you cannot have it come out. But in terms of my keys, I don't really use keys very much at all anymore. But my wallet, yes.
It's
so anyway.
In the same place. Mine's always in the same place. And then the key actually is like on the little first of all, it's keyless entry, but I can't get in without a key, but there's no actual key. Like there's nothing to plug in and turn. It just starts if it's in the car with me, but it's attached to my wallet. So it's a wallet and key combo, kind of like a little fob, and I never lose it. Also, I think it might help that it's like teal, blue, red, and yellow. It's
right.
It's not hard to, you know, you can spot it from across the room. But no, I mean, I never lose that stuff because I always put it in the same general vicinity.
Yeah, I can't be trusted.
That's unbelievable. Anyway,
so now,
ahead.
But check this out, Jess. Go over to thetileapp.com, thetileapp.com. And it's like this little clippy thingy-majigger, and you just stick it to stuff. Like you could stick it inside of your wallet. You can stick it to your backpack. You could put it underneath your, you know, they have a picture here that you put it underneath your bike seat. I assume, yeah. because if you lose your bike or somebody steals it or something, I don't know.
You can
or your
track
car.
It.
You could put it on your car. It's like a little tiny keychain. It's sort of like one of those USB drives and stuff. And they're like $25. I've never used it. I don't know how this works, but it looks like it would be a kind of a cool thing to have. It's like a little mini GPS, and then it's got like an app. So obviously you can't use your phone. Well, you can't lose your phone,
which I'm assuming you don't do because you never stop looking at it, right?
No, right. That is one thing that I always know exactly where it is.
Right, exactly.
My phone.
Most people, if they don't have their phone, feel naked.
Yes, exactly. So I know where my phone is. So there's an app, and then you can kind of like do, you know how you have Find My iPhone and all that stuff? Like I use that stuff all the time, or Find My Friends where you could see everybody or everything, whatever.
You use that all the time, Find My iPhone?
I use it all the time.
You don't know where it is all the time, then.
No. I find my iPhone for like the other phones in the house, like because the girls use the other phones. Like they're now longer phones. Like I have an iPhone 4
I
have an iPhone 5.
Right, they're
that
app
the girls
holders.
Use for mm-hmm. play.
Yeah, I have those too.
And so then those are the ones that I lose all the time because I don't play with them, so I have to find them. And the iPad is also on that. So anyway. But it's really cool to be able to see that. So if you have this little gadget thingy, $25, that would be a kind of a cool gift. I would like to get it.
Yeah. You know, oh, that was loud. Did you hear that? Because I'm on the Tile app website. And
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, well, now they want me to tell them all my troubles. No, I mean, the Find My iPhone thing is great. This thing is great if you do lose your stuff all the time. It's perfect. I happen to not do that. However, online, we can put the link in our short show notes if you'd like. I'm telling the story of the time that my daughter had her iPhone stolen in high school, and I tracked it down across town and went to the thief's house, knocked on the door, and told his father that he stole it out of my daughter's wallet and to give it back to me.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm an iPhone vigilante from using Find My iPhone. They thought, I guess, that after 3 hours, nobody would be looking for it, right? But I was like, I've got it. I've got it on the system. Let's go, Sherlock.
Oh, my God.
And me and her father, her stepfather and her brother all got in the car and went across town. She was somewhere after school. I think she was studying after school with a friend, or that seems unlikely now that you know about my daughter. But she's doing something after school, probably detention now that I think about it. And then, yes, we all drove across town like with the whole, I mean, like the whole music and everything. On a mission, and we got it back. It was amazing. It was one of the most amazing things in my life. I'll have to send you this video because I tell the video is not of us doing it. It's of me storytelling about it.
Oh my God, you have to do it. I'll put it in the short notes because the reason we're saying short notes is because we're going to be having these specific, like all links to everything we mentioned on the show and more that we might not get to over at shepodcast.com/2015giftguide. Altogether, shepodcast.com 2015 gift guide. So that's where you will find that. Now, we're going to be moving into a little bit of software, and this is kind of stuff that I'm putting out there because I feel that it's also gifts that I would love to get as well. But there are some of these things that they're not sexy. They're not fun. They're not exciting. You're not going to be like, yay, I got it. But it's just so good for you.
Yeah.
So one of them is Backblaze. I have this service. I pay, I think it's $100 a year for this. And it includes both of my computers, so my iMac and my MacBook. And what it does is it just, it's automatic backup. And it's happening either constantly, or you can pick, you know, only when you press backup or at a very specific time. Like I have it going from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. at night. And it just backs up and it puts everything up in the cloud. So everything on the computer. The biggest backup really that it happens is when you first started because it has to do so much data. But sometimes it takes up to a month or something depending upon how much data you have. But after that, it's pretty seamless and it does not hog up any system like juice or any power that
really?
I have seen. So I love Backblaze.
Cool.
Super Duper is something that you can either – it's, again, a backup system. It's a backup app for the Mac. There is a free version, which you can absolutely 100% use for free to create a clone of your drive. Very easy to use, super intuitive. But if you want to have, like, certain perks with your backup, you can upgrade. And I believe it's a fairly decent price, like very reasonable. Like, is it $29 or $39, something like that? They are a really great company. It's done by one guy. He's the developer for it. And basically, you just buy it once. You don't ever have to buy any of the upgrades, especially for the newer operating systems. And it was the first app that I ever purchased when I became a Mac user.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Interesting. So I've been using it forever. Then we have 1Password. 1Password I've been telling Jessica about. You need to have 1Password.
I don't need it because I only have 1Password. I have like 4 that I trade off on. But still, I don't have a lot.
So 1Password is a password management system. And you really, and it's exactly that. You have 1Password that you use to get into your password vault. And it kind of like shares it between, you can either sync it via iCloud or you can sync it via Dropbox. And they also have one for PC as well that they've just started. And they have browser add-ons. So for Safari or for Chrome or for Firefox, there's a little, 1Password little thingy-majigger. So every time that you go into a specific site, you just have to input. Usually I input it once a day or twice a day. You only have to remember the 1Password and it automatically populates your user word and password to everything you go into. But one of the things that I love about 1Password is the fact that you put your wallet in there as well. So you have your credit card in there. And whenever you are shopping, you can use 1Password and you automatically have the little screen come down from your little thingy-majigger. And you can tap on whichever credit card you want to use. Or if it's a checking account, all the checking information is in there, the savings information. I have social security numbers, all kinds of stuff because it is very, very secure. And there, inside of 1Password, there's also a secure notes area. And that's where I have all of the supersonic encrypted information that if I need it, I have it inside of the 1Password thing. And it syncs everywhere. Numbers for your passport and pictures of your passport and things like that. You can have it in there. So
it's awesome. A lot of people like LastPass too.
Yeah, LastPass does that. And now what 1Password just added is Teams, Jessica. It's really cool. They just ordered a beta program for Teams. And I think it's awesome because it only gives access to certain people to get into certain websites. And I think that that's genius because I've been wanting that forever. And you can also revoke access to that as well for team members or vault or things like that. And you can change the password and people don't even know it. They just have the access to the 1Password, just the one. So it's fantastic. I think that's, oh gosh, I've been wanting that for so long. But anyway, then I cannot live without Text Expander. Like I use Text Expander as a Text Expander.
I've never even heard of this
program. You've never heard of Text Expander?
No, I don't even know what it is. Yeah.
Oh my god.
What does it do?
It expands text. Oh my gosh, I can't.
Why and how?
Okay, so anytime that I have to write my address, I just have to I type in AADD.
Oh.
And it automatically just puts out my entire address. Every time that I have to put my email address, put YGM. I just put YGM and it automatically expands my entire email address that I have. I also have Text Expander snippets specifically for the Rock and Libsyn podcast series that I run for Libsyn. Mm-hmm. And so what happens then is like somebody emails me, I want to be featured. And then I literally just put Yes. I just write in rockin' yes. And it opens up this entire, like everything that they need to send in to be submitted. Like the whole, like it's like a page of email. And I just have to do that. And then for that series, and it actually syncs up to my phone as well. So if I'm on the go and somebody emails that they want this information, I just have to type in rockin' yes. And I have it in there as well.
Wait, but they have an app too. Do you have to have the app to do that? Or no?
You do have to have the app to do that, yes. So okay. I have the app on my phone, and then I also have Text Expander on my computer. But there's also, like, I write Rockin' Libsyn podcast so many times a day, or a lot. And it's a lot of typing. I mean, it's just a lot.
I hate typing Jess Kupferman all the time.
Yeah. So then it's so really annoying. Great because you can have a little, and then so when I want to write down Rockin' Libsyn podcast, I just write LLBR. And then when I put LLBR, it automatically expands into Rockin' Libsyn podcast. So it's like 4 characters rather than three words that are annoying to type. So there's all of these different things that you can do with Text Expander, and it saves me so much time, especially when I'm doing tasks for, like when I used to do some data entry for Libsyn for the apps, I created a whole entire thing of Text Expander snippets that were just for putting in information that I had to over and over type. It was such a lifesaver. It's not even funny.
Wow.
So I have entire templates actually written out for show notes for the feed that I just do one, like a few Text Expander thingy-majiggers, and there it does. It totally does it.
So cool.
I know. So it's really cool. And it's really fun. I use it for fun things too. Like there's, you know, there's a little text heart, not like an emoji heart, but a little graphic heart, you know, like, you know what it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I want that little heart to pop up, I just write. In fact, I'm going to do it. You can see it. I'm going to put it right behind Text Expander. Like, it's heart. See? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, I just wrote a little. I write H-H-E-R-T, and then it makes a heart.
That's awesome.
And so I have little things like that that I use it for that are really
cool.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Happy. Look at this
clever.
One. Look at this one. H-smile. H
oh,
smile,
the little flower
and it makes a happy face.
Hair.
See that? And that's really
very cool.
So those are like my little, and check. It's comma, C H K, and it makes a check mark.
That's pretty awesome. That's a square root though symbol, but yeah, I got
whatever. That. You know, for me, it's a check mark for whenever I'm checking things off, whenever I'm doing stuff. But anyway, Text Expander is awesome. And then Byword is just my personal way that I write the majority of the show notes, majority of blog posts, majority of anything that's text related, because it is fabulous. And
what does it do? Why do you need that and why not just open a text document?
Because when you it has keyword shortcuts in it. And if I put Option Command P, it automatically, because I write in Markdown, and I know that that's like going to be, this is way beyond the scope of what we're doing, but I write everything in Markdown. So if you put like a hashtag in front of a hashtag, let's say hashtag title, it'll make that a title if it has one hashtag.
So it's a formatting tool.
It's a formatting tool, absolutely. And it's all plain text. And if I do like the keywords Option Command P to it, it automatically turns it into the HTML that I want. And then it has a little thing there at the bottom where you can tap copy HTML, and then I can just copy the HTML and then paste the HTML into whatever blog post I want. It also has the ability to export into rich text or plain text or a PDF from there already formatted. And it's really awesome. And it's how I create, you know, whenever I send the show notes to you every week and I attach a text file to it, that's all happening inside of Byword.
Now I want to know if we've gotten to a point in the show where we've geeked out way beyond what anyone expected we would do on a gift guide. Not to say that it's a bad thing, but I'm just curious, like, do we have any listeners?
I know. Do we have any listeners now? But okay, we're going to get to some really cool stuff. So check this one out though. I found something. This is for mamas only, moving away from that stuff. This is for mamas only. I found this out because my little girl, Maymay, was having some ear pain, and she was saying her ear was hurting, and I didn't know if she had an ear infection. And it's one of those things where, like, if you research ear infection, the majority of the time, if you take them to the doctor, they're going to say, oh, they have an ear infection. And they either say, wait it out and just give her something for the pain, or they're going to give her antibiotics. But really, there's nothing else you can really do. It usually takes care of itself. It's just annoying. But you kind of want to know if they have an ear infection in the first place. So I was sitting around like freaking out because she was so sad, and if it was an ear infection, we were just going to wait it out anyway. So it was like one of those things where I wanted to just know. So there's this hard case that I found on Amazon. It's called Third Generation Dr. Mom Slimline Stainless Steel LDE Pocket Otoscope. And it includes like pictures of what their ears are supposed to look like when they have like an ear infection and what to look for. It's the coolest thing ever. I can't even tell you.
It's literally like a doctor kit though.
It's like a little mini doctor kit of the stuff that the doctor would look at. So it's not like a diagnosis, meaning that, you know, if you want to give your child antibiotics for the ear infection, then you'd still have to go to the doctor because they have to prescribe it to you. But if you're like somewhere like far away and you can't get to a doctor or something and they have an ear infection, at least you know they have an ear infection. And that was really my thing, was like, I want to know what their ear looks like when there's an ear infection so that I know that that's what's happening. Or when you see that it starts to, you know, turn into an ear
My
infection.
Ears hurt just looking at this thing. I mean, it just looks like the piece that goes to the doctor, but then the four pictures, it's like four planets of ear infection.
Yeah.
It's really hurting me to look at it. I don't know
but
why.
But I think it's just such a great tool for moms to have. How much is it Jess? I forgot. It's like $60.
The one you have is like $27, but then there's like levels. So you can get the LED one for $45. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, there's levels. But like it's cool. It's really cool.
So anyway, that was like something that I just thought was like really good. And I found it and I thought if mamas would totally dig to have this kind of stuff. Of course, it's for mamas only, but it would be really neato.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's freaking me out a little bit.
But yeah, right. Of course it is.
I just took Isaac to the doctor yesterday, so that's why.
Oh, right.
He did not like being probed.
No, nobody likes being probed, but it's so much better to be probed when it's your mom.
He especially.
I think.
It wasn't me. It was the doctor, and he didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, totally. And anyway, and I also do it when they're asleep, because I was thinking, like, I can just look in her ear when she's asleep.
That's smart. That's
so then
really
I could
smart.
Just check it out. So anyway, that's for mommies. And then other gifts that I thought for mamas would be, I would love to have somebody like just buy me a babysitter.
Yes.
For a few hours or give me babysitting hours. That would be awesome. I would love to have some credit. You know those co-working spaces? Have you seen those? Do you have those where you live?
Yeah, I worked at one for a little while.
So I think it would be great to give that to somebody.
Isn't that like an hour away?
Well, I mean, it could be. If I was in Pittsburgh, I would love this. Not here, of course, because there's really no reason for me to go into town because it's lame. But if I was in Pittsburgh, I would love this. And some of the co-working spaces were so cool. I would love to go there. And then, you know, some spa time is always nice. But it has to have Wi-Fi so that I can be relaxed and connected.
How's that relaxing?
I know.
But you're right, though, because when I'm even getting a pedicure, I'm so on edge if I don't have my phone. I just feel like I'm wasting time.
And I was thinking like spa time, less about the relaxation part and more about the alone time. So that I can.
Well, then you don't actually need spa time. What you need is a hotel room with cable.
But I don't like the TV. I'm not a TV watcher.
If you had 8 hours of uninterrupted time, you wouldn't entertain yourself with something.
I would try it. I mean, I tried it when I went over to the hotel room. It's just that it's so annoying.
What would you do? Sleep?
You have to sift through so many different channels. Cable has too many channels, too much crap, and by the time you find something you like, it's over.
Well, okay, yeah, so Wi-Fi. You're right. But I'm just saying, like, if you had an 8 hours of alone time, which would be an amazing holiday gift, I would use it to watch TV that I never get to watch. Like, my husband snores, and, like, sometimes I have to take the baby out of the room because it wakes him up and then none of us can sleep. And like the other day he was just like, I'm so sad if I wake up in the middle of the night and you guys aren't here. And I was like, really? Because that would be the freaking dream for me.
Dude.
If I was alone in a bed all night, I would rejoice and celebrate.
It's nice.
He was like, I
it's
guess.
It's very nice.
He's all sad and I'm lonely and I'm just like, hallelujah. I'm so excited to be by myself because, you know, one or both of them are always sleeping up my butt.
Yes, and that's exactly – I don't think they get it. But that's – yes.
No,
and then
they don't get
yes.
it.
I, you know what? I think that I would probably in lieu of spa time, it probably would be a hotel room. And it would be like a nice hotel room with all the really fun amenities that I could buy.
A decent room service.
Room
so
service.
You don't have to starve. Yeah, let's change that.
Yeah.
Because you don't really need a pedicure. Who are we kidding?
No, I don't.
You're not
and I would
that.
No, I don't.
And you're not getting a massage.
No, a nice hotel room. You're right. I think that's what it would be. A nice
Forget
hotel room.
A spa.
With space. For me to move around in.
You need a boutique hotel room with maybe a French restaurant downstairs.
Oh, my
I'm
God, yes.
This. Yeah.
That I could go, like, work and drink a glass of wine. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely. And I would be mysterious and dressed in black.
Yes, you would. I'm writing. I'm changing our show notes.
Okay.
Because I'm going to find some in your area.
Oh, my God. It's so nice. I already have a place.
You do?
Yeah. I love it. It's like it's an Omni hotel, of course. That's where I wanted us to have our She Podcast meetup over here. It's amazing.
That so was an Omni? I didn't know that.
It's an Omni hotel. It's gorgeous.
No,
but it's like, it's different.
Know.
It's not modern. It's just like cabin-y. And, but it is modern. But it's
bizarre. I thought it was a spa. You made it out to be like a spa. It
is a spa. It's got the spa in the middle of it, which is really
genius.
But
you don't have to go.
No.
So you didn't get that part.
No. You could just stay in the hotel part. Absolutely. It's amazing looking. I forgot what it's called. I'll put a link in the show notes for that too, but it's so cool.
Something mountainy.
All right. So I'm going to finish up here just by giving you some of my personal favorites. Like if anybody for whatever reason wants to really just give me something, an Audible card, an Audible gift card for a book, I would love you forever because I am obsessed with audiobooks. Like obsessed.
See, and I'm actually not, but I would still like that gift because I wonder if I would be able to learn something while I'm on the go, which I never am. But, like, I would still like that, and I'm not obsessed. But I still think it's a good gift. It's a good gift for everybody.
Well, yeah, but I asked you for the gift that we got over at Pop Podcast Movement. I was like, give me your code.
Well, that's different. That's true. They were giving out free ebooks, and she knows, or free audiobooks, and she knows I'm not into it. So she was like, how many of those do you have? And I was like, I think I have a couple. Give them to me.
Send them now. Send them now. Take a picture. Send them now.
Okay, Elsie. I'm getting on the plane. Hurry up.
I was like, they will not be gone. They will not
she
be wasted.
Like Dragon Lady. No, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I love Audible, but oh, my God, I can't even take it. And then like Supersonic Warm, 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 Warm Socks.
Is the
I
name
love
of the brand Supersonic?
No.
You're just saying Supersonic.
That's not a brand. The brands are Thorlow's, Smartwood, or Carhartt. Those are my favorites because they're super, super, super thick and fat and
Carhartt
warm.
Carhartt aren't that soft, though.
No, I'm not saying
Woolrich?
Soft.
Do you guys
I'm
have
saying
Woolrich?
Warm.
Oh. You don't care about... I'd like for them to be both, though. You don't want to walk around on sandpaper, do you?
Well, I don't mind as long as my feet are warm. The
well,
smart
right.
wool ones are not, they're not hard. Like, I don't feel that they're hard. They're very soft, but they're really thick. And I love, they have to be thick. I mean, they have to be thick and woolly and warm because they have to be. So anything that you wear, like skiing or hunting, that I would wear.
Oh, I've seen Thorlows. Those are good.
Thorlows
are
awesome.
Warm. They're not soft, but they're warm.
They're very.
They're called clinically tested padded socks, people. This is now the most boring gift guide in the history of gift guides. Elsie, how can you take something so fun as a gift guide and come up with clinically tested socks and freaking formatting text? I feel bad for the people listening even now at this point.
I believe me.
How did you get this way is what I want to know. How? What happened to you along the way, Elsie? That this is your gift guide. I'm going to cry.
Oh, my God. Let me just... Okay, listen. I'm going to say one thing and then you can take it away, okay?
Yeah.
I have to share my cowl thing that I love.
Well, this better be good.
Look at the cowl.
You don't have to... First of all, I'm teasing you. I know you have other things on here that are good. It's fine. Oh, yeah, this thing's great.
So it's this, like, you know, round thing that's warm around your neck.
It's a scarf hood. It's a scarf slash hood. But it's cool because it's got faux lamb lining.
Yes.
And it's like a wool scarf. This is cute. It's on an Etsy. Yeah. No, this is very cute. It doesn't come in any other colors and it's gray, but that's fine. Whatever. It's actually purple. It's pretty. And you can make it tight. Look at this thing that like it's a tag. Elsie, I swear to God, you're lucky I love you. Who would be seen with you with this thing on your You can never come
I
visit me in the
it.
Winter.
I love it so much.
You can
Why
never
are we
come
so different?
Visit
what
me
the?
In the winter. You could never come visit me in the winter. My family would be like, what is this person you're dragging around with you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts me. When you guys see the thing she wants versus the thing I want, she'll be like, what planets did you guys even come from? Oh, the next thing I really dig, actually.
It's very cute, isn't it?
Kudos to the next thing. The cowl scarf is practical.
Yes.
But also cute, but very Elsie. It's very Elsie. But I would buy it for you. I don't think I would wear it, but I'd buy it for you.
Oh, my God. But the next thing is like a cover for your keyboard, for your MacBook or whatever computer. And it's got like turquoise lines on it.
It's chevron. For those of you who are fancy, it's chevron. It's like zigzags, right? And it's a keyboard cover skin. And it's super cute. So like you open up your keyboard and it's like teal and white chevron.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And it's $3.
It's very cute, isn't
it? First of all, that's friggin' adorbs. I love this thing.
Okay, good. Well, that's awesome. So why don't you show her some of your fun things?
No, I want to finish yours.
Okay.
The next one is a good choice as well.
It's a mug. And it says introvert on it.
And that's it.
And that is it. That is it. And that is enough because it's enough.
But the other mugs are good from them too. So like there's one that says blah, blah, blah. There's one that says diva. There's one that says juicy, but not like juicy couture, just juicy, like I'm juicy.
Right.
Which is personal. And then Groovy or Dream or Diva. These are cute. They're
and
$20.
I like also that it's a very simple print, too. It's not like...
Yeah.
I just like...
It looks like Ben Franklin just imprinted it on his handmade mug and then handed it to you.
Introvert. Ben Franklin, introvert.
Yeah. So, no, it's
Hey,
cool.
Liz Covart was introvert. Was he an introvert? We would want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
So, Liz, you have to let us know. Okay. So, this last one, I think that you'll like it, though. Mm-hmm. It's a bracelet set, and it's kind of cool. I think it's fun. And it says on it lots of fun things. Do you want to read them, if you can see
Yeah, I do. It says, evil genius, sick, twisted freak, and crafty bastard. And if you don't buy these for me for Hanukkah, I'll never forgive you. These are the best bracelets I've ever seen. Unfortunately, I don't know if you're the same way. I tend to shy away from bracelets because they create scratches on my pooter, and I don't like that.
On your what?
My computer. Like when I'm
on your computer.
Typing, it makes, yeah, they make, oh. I mean, I guess you don't wear them when you're working, but when are you not working?
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to have to favorite this shop because I like these so much.
These are super fun. Are they not? They're super fun. There's some of them.
They have another big cuff that says FU.
Yeah.
It says, and then three more that says, oh, here, these are good, too. Grown-ass woman, busy being awesome, bow down, bitches. I love that. We have to put both those on the list.
Yeah, there's some of them that are really, really, really cool.
This guy has his own shop. It's not, oh, it's a chick. Not knotworkshop.etsy.com, because really, you should pull over if you're driving and look at these, because they're so good. I'm an effing professional.
Yeah.
I need these.
Yeah, these are awesome. They're really, really cool. I love
this whole thing is good.
The entire shop is amazing.
The entire shop. There's even one that says, I hate to even do this because we're going to have to make it explicit. No, I'm not going to curse. So if you have kids in the car, just don't explain what this is. But there's a mug with two check boxes. One says BJ, but fully spelled out. The other one says cup of coffee and cup of coffee's checked. I love that. Well, listen, if you're an effing professional, that's the way you roll. BJ's your second. Coffee is first.
Sometimes
you need one to have the other or to do the other.
Oh my God.
All right, now I'm
so saying. Yeah, no, these are really, really cool. And you can customize what you want.
So this is for you knitters, Heather Ordover.
And then there's like, did you see the funny Christmas ornament?
Yeah, no, wait. I found a perfect mug for Heather Ordover. It says hooker and ball tickler with a needle habit. And it has yarn and needles on it. it's so sick. I love it. No, wait. Let me go back to the Christmas ornaments. Hold on. I don't know if I saw that.
It says, thanks for the day off, Jesus.
Yes! I need that ornament. But we don't really, I don't take a day off anyway.
Oh my God. But they are really cool. I mean,
there's one that just says custom ornament. I love it. So funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, some of these are really fun.
Yeah. You got to look at that shop. I can't, that's ridiculous. It's so good. Okay.
All right. So now why don't we just move on to some of your stuff? And oh,
are
we
you
have,
sure?
Can we do, you know what we could
about...
do? Wait, we could do some voice feedback really quick. Because we got some voice feedback.
Should we just make this a 2-hour episode, or do you not have
Oh my God, we could. I don't know. I don't know how my girls will take it. But we're going to do some voice feedback. And this voice feedback is from Sister K from the Sister Speaks podcast.
Hey, Jessica and Elsie. This is Kiki, also known as Sister K from the Sister Speak podcast. I wanted to send you feedback on your gift guide episode and answer your two questions. The first, which is, what gift would you love most as a podcaster? And actually right now, what I keep dreaming and fantasizing about is time, the gift of time, having time to think through and implement ideas that I have to grow the podcast and to do more for the podcast and our listeners, but just not having the time to do it. I work a regular 9-to-5, which really equates more to like a 7-to-6 or a 7-to-7. And that doesn't give me as much time as I would like for the podcasting part, which I love so much. When we started several years ago, there weren't as many great tutorials and how-to podcasts. So I know I learned it in a bootleg kind of way. I would take a little bit of information from this site that I could understand, and then I'd take a little bit more from over here that I could understand that part, and kind of cobbled it all together. So I'm sure my podcast is cobbled. I'm sure my processes are old and antiquated and not as efficient. And I would love to have someone, a consultant, I guess, would be who it would be, or someone who just knows more than I do, come in and look at my processes and how I do things and my tools and say, hey, you know what? If you would use this tool, this would save you a little bit of time here. And hey, this process over here is a little bit old and dated. If you did it this way, it might streamline your process flow and give you a little bit more time here. So basically someone that could help me save time, which would be in, I guess, understanding and the tools that are available to me and how to make the podcast posting and editing and all the other processes quicker so I could spend my time doing what I love, which is talking to our listeners, creating more content, and then developing ideas to help us grow. So that'd be my gift as a podcaster. As a person, I really struggle with this question because I don't know why I struggle with this question. You know, I'm asked this, as we all are, I'm sure, Mother's Day, Christmas, and birthdays, and I always hesitate and struggle too, and I'm not sure why. But honestly, other than saying a new house or a new kitchen or a new car or something like that, I really think what I would love the most, which could kind of go for personal and podcasting wise, would be a fairy godmother, fairy godfather, brother, somebody who could come in and help me to never make another decision about anything. Someone who can just look at my life and any question I have or decision I have to make, weigh the pros and cons, and tell me, I think it would be better for you to do this. And it doesn't even have to be right or the best way. Just make that decision. That way, all I have to do is go towards that decision. And if it's wrong, I'll figure that out later, or I'll fix it, or I'll go the other way later, but just make that decision. I don't want to have to decide anything. And right now I'm kind of having like a decision overload where even the stupidest, smallest little things like what restaurant do we want to eat at? Or how do I wear my hair? Should I wear it up today or down today? What kind of shoes should I, you know, what shoes should I wear? You know, even up to the big stuff like, should I buy my car? Should I lease it? Should I even buy a new car? Do I need a new car? You know, should I invest into this stock or that stock? I mean, just any decision under the sun, I need someone to just do it for me. I think I really do understand how these executives or why they go out and hire a dominatrix. I don't want to get whipped or beat or anything, but I would like to have someone that just tell me what to do and I do it and just go on with my day. I don't want to have to wait and weigh out everything out. Anyway, sorry, that's a little bit rambly, TMI, probably not what you wanted to know, but that is would be the best gift ever, 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 ever. Thank you, Elsie and Jessica, for everything that you do with She Podcast. The group is awesome and the podcast is fantastic. I love the fact that there is a podcast out there for women, made by women, and you really talk about the true issues that we go through. And it's not so much that I felt told that it was this way. It's just things that you just feel organically as a woman, or you have issues with as a woman and a podcaster. I love the fact that you guys talk about it unabashedly and you get it out there and we have that discussion. Helps me not to feel alone in my thoughts and that I'm weird for thinking this way. And that alone is worth its weight in gold. So thank you for that. I hope y'all have a great holiday and bye.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. That was really, really cute. And I like how she didn't ask for anything that was like a physical thing other than like a house or a car.
Yeah, yeah. Should we read what Dr. E said she wanted?
Yes, because it's kind of on the same vein. You go for it.
Okay, I'm going to really, I love Dr. E. I love you, Dr. E, if you're listening. But I'm going to paraphrase.
Okay.
That's okay.
Do it.
She wants to find more people who are funny regularly, like you and I and Christy Hasler. And I agree with all of those, with that. to find new friends who are kind and know science well. Astronomy, physics, string theory, neurobiology, because she has a lot of questions about that, but she can barely grasp it. So she wants someone patient. She also wants someone to patiently explain and show her the use of and purchase of a long zoom for a digital camera, photographing of raptors. I hope she doesn't mean the dinosaur. Because if so, she's about to get very, very famous. More so than she already is. She says she reads all the numbers and f-stops and shutter speeds and her mind turns to scrambled eggs. I'm actually with her on that.
I'm with her on that too. We need to have our own special guy person.
I don't understand that shiz whatsoever.
Possibly cute.
But my advice is just touch things and see what happens. Because that's what I do with my camera. I just touch buttons and see what happens. A carpenter. Who will put up cases and cut shelving and winterproof the wooden front door. I do have that. That's not on my wish list, but I wish for her to find it. Someone to help her manuscript, quote, stuff. And then some, she says, would wonder why, but it's because she's an introvert and she stays in the cave and she meets people one by one. And she writes past midnight every night and she's very dyslexic. So reading instructions about cameras and stuff is hard. And like, you know, she just needs that kind of stuff, which I think those are cool lists. Again, not a something.
No, not a something. And I think
she wishes for specific friends, not just more friends, specific friends.
Like smart ones. That she can have conversations with and laugh with.
So now that actually did make me think about, like, if you had to have a new friend for Christmas or the Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, what kind of friend would you drum up?
I know, right?
I'm trying to think, like, out of all the friends we have online and off, is there someone? I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to say this, and she probably won't hear it, but, like, Amy Scott, who does the podcast Nomadtopia, she was here visiting her parents. Her parents live in Wilmington, Delaware. God knows why. They moved here to retire, probably because it's tax-free. And so she was visiting them for like 6 weeks. And at first I was like, yay, we'll get to have dinner, whatever. But then like she couldn't get internet. And so she was coming over and working here. And then we would like, you know, kibitz, which means chit-chat for lunch. And then she would go back and do her podcast. You know, it was kind of nice. It was almost as if my house turned into a co-working space, but for people that I had met online.
Oh.
And so I think if I had to get a gift that was both revolved around friendship and intangible, it would be to have someone local like that permanently that I could go to dinner with. I mean, I could go to dinner with, that would play with my baby and yet still understand when I like complain about Derek Halpern. Like I can't have all those things in a friend. You know, I can't have all the things in a friend. Like somebody who knows Elsie, who, you know, who hates the misogyny that's in online marketing, that, you know, is still trying to podcast and get good sound in my house with me. Like all those things came together for like 6 magical little weeks. And I'll probably never have it again. And I've never had it before. And it was so cool. It's not the same as a retreat because she would just go home and make dinner or stay, you know.
It's not the same as a retreat.
It's not the same because you're on vacay, right? It's like the honeymoon period with all your friends. Like we weren't on vacay. Like she'd stay for tacos or we'd go to the grocery together. Like it was a very normal life with someone who's in both your worlds. It was really awesome. And I was really sad when she left because you never get that. You never get that. It's so good. Even seeing all of you at Podcast Movement, like it's magical, but you're in Vegas or Chicago or Texas. Yeah. You know, like
that's true.
I'll never have the experience, Elsie, of just like walking over to your house, playing with your kids, having you teach me how to make some godforsaken vegan shit, and then like You know, like, well, if unless we plan an extra day, we'll never get to shop at Sephora together. Like,
you're
that's a crime.
No, you're you're totally right about that. You're right.
I want that.
You're right. And it's so nice. So that's a super nice present. Super nice gift.
Well, you'll never get it. But, like, I mean, if you had to think about, like, people you would want in your life for the holidays, I think I would want not just someone, but I would just like to have some of those friends who I feel so close to, just a little closer for an extended period of time. So I could feel like I was in their life a little. Like, I feel like she's part of my daily life now, not just my visit in New York and kibitz about women in online business life.
Right. Yeah, it makes total sense. I like that. I really like that. I would like that too. That's how I felt when we were as able to hang out with Kate for a little bit.
Yes.
Because it's like I don't get anybody. I mean, you and I talk a lot more about all this stuff, and we have like we have our things that we're constantly telling each other.
Yeah.
And I think with Kate, it was different because there's a lot of, there's also, you know, the other part of the yoga world part, you know, the part where
she's
we talk
like
this language that nobody understands what the heck we're talking about, where I don't have to explain certain things.
And you could just straddle both worlds for a little while.
Yeah. And that was really nice. That was so nice. It was like my brain was able to go like, oh, there are people like me.
Yeah.
I'm not so weird for wanting warm, fuzzy, warm socks.
I've roomed with Maggie Patterson and Alea Williams a couple times at different events. And I feel like I have that short. Alea's in the TV like me. So I have that shorthand with her. And then Maggie's in the online world. And I have that shorthand with her. And then all three of us are podcasters. And it is kind of like, yeah, I mean, you fall into a rhythm when you have the same roommates every time and you have certain things in common every time. Like, I know that Alea will need alone time to work and Maggie and I will want to go and find this and schmoot. You know what I mean? Like, we're like event buddies, but I would still like to know what it's like for Maggie to live down the street and like eat whatever Canadian stuff she's making for dinner and like have her over for whatever Jewish crap I make. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be nice.
That would be nice.
For Maggie or you or whoever.
So there you have it, Santa Claus.
Yeah. Make it so.
Make it so.
Do you know what that's from?
But on this, you know, but it's true. It's like on the same vein of like finding people and being able to, I know, we're kind of disconnected to some way. Or you know what? Not even that. It's because now you can actually pick. I like how Dr. E was talking about having this specific conversation, having funny people and handy people. I have that. I actually, Randy is all three of those.
Aww,
he's hilarious. Nice. He can talk about all that stuff. And he can fix things.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Dr. E, you just have to meet Randy. You just have to come.
Randy.
Or I'll send him over and he can fix
he
your house.
He seems really funny.
Keep you interested and laughing.
Wait, I just want to ask you, do you know what Make It So is from?
No.
Star Trek Enterprise.
Dude. How do you
Picard.
Like? I'm so like not into memes. Is that what you call these things?
It's not a meme.
There's very okay. The only
Captain Picard would always say "Make it so" when he was giving people orders. That's just a general knowledge. That's general. That's common knowledge that you
well,
don't have. That's all.
That's not knowledge that I have. Unfortunately,
I'm sorry to do that to you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So.
Okay, so stuff that Jessica likes.
Yes.
It's not quite as specific as the stuff that Elsie likes.
But it'll be a lot more exciting, people. Pick it up now. This is when, like, the, you know, the music is crawling up. We're in an hour, over an hour into this thing. So now this is when it starts to pick up.
I know. Okay. Mine go on specific. Like, for me, gift giving is all about, sometimes it's about websites. So like Deny Designs is a website that they somehow employ or allow you, if you're an artist, they'll take one design of yours, not yours, me and you, but like they have to curate the artists themselves. They take one design and then they'll make like a bazillion products with it. So A, you can have stuff that matches, and B, you can have really interesting shiz. So some of the stuff I've gotten on here is like, for example, I have a shower curtain with two whales that are in love that perfectly match the horrible paint that I picked in there. And then like I have like some throw pillows for the couch with like giraffes on them. But the thing that I really want right now is some really interesting wall art. And I feel like this would be a good place to get it because it's actually art. But if I really want it, I could also have a tapestry or a clock or a shower curtain or a bedspread or a pillowcases or, and there's literally so many artists that it would make your head spin, but these are the things I want. I tend to err on the side of more colorful for their stuff, but like there's one print called Wild Child, and it's basically like a black and white silhouette with crazy colorful hair. Gee, does that sound familiar? It's kind of like our logo, but I really feel like for some reason here, I'll send you the link, Elsa, so you can tell me what you think. I really feel like for some reason it speaks to me. I'm so helpless at decorating that I can't commit, and therefore I never buy anything. So this is one of those websites.
They have some really cool things. I like this whale that's going to eat the little boat.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And then they have this little like chatting thing on the right hand side that says, "Hey, bestie, let's chat."
Yeah.
Hey
yeah,
there.
So you're looking for
how can we
specific.
Make your world brighter today?
Yeah, it's cool.
Jeez.
They've been featured on like HGTV and Better Homes and stuff. But I mean, this is one of those sites where it's just like really anything you bought for someone on here, including yourselves, would be so fun. You would cry. Oh, now they have furniture.
Oh
so you can
God.
Literally have
it's
a
so
desk
cute. You
with
could
this
get
crazy
lost
crap
in this
on it. Yeah. But you can have this stuff printed on your desk and have like a work desk.
Oh.
I know. It's so great.
So
you can
cute.
Search by color and... Anyway, yeah, it's really good. The next one is a site that came to me through Melissa Casera, who's not a podcaster, but she does like cool stuff, and therefore I like cool stuff.
Okay.
And the site is called band.do, and because I have short hair that I don't quite know what to do with lately, and now I can't seem to pull the site up. It better not be down or I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. Where is it? Oh, no. Here it is. Shopbandu.com, I think, is what it is. They have these scarves, but they're not just like regular scarves. They're scarves with like a little wire in them so that when you do put your hair up and you want it to look like Lucille Ball in, you know, I Love Lucy, it might actually hold that. But also what's cool about Shopbandu, so like the power cord with the flowers on it, I really like. Like, I love the... Did you see that, Elsie, on this shop? They have, chargers with flowers.
Yes, they're very cute. You sent that to me before, because this
yeah,
is...
a long time ago.
I think
yep.
this is a place we came to see what we would get. Oh, it's so cute. It's a power with a flower. Oh, it's so cute with the flowers.
Not, I've only found it recently, but you're right. And they also have, like, little magnets that say, like, fries before guys, and, like, tiny disco balls for, like, fun dollar, or, like, $5, or, like... I mean, some of it's very random, but what I really like is, like, the desk stuff. The desk stuff is great. Like... It's really pretty highlighters and fun, beautiful notebooks and like notebooks that say like I did my best.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, like, I mean, yes, they have like girly, but the desk stuff and the office stuff is what I really like the best here. Notebooks, and they have some tech, decorated power cords, mobile charger color blocks, and speakers that are shaped like gems, and really cute iPhone cases, just fun. Fun. I like the iPhone case that says, I am very busy.
It's very... I love that. They do so have funny. A lot of super cute little pin things, like a heart lolly pin and little pins for yourself and small disco balls if you ever want those. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can never have cute. Too many small disco balls.
No, you can... You can never
In
have
my
that.
Opinion.
No.
In my opinion, you can't. You can never. Now, the next one is mouth.com. And it's basically food. Actually, we applied to be one of their affiliates and they said no, probably because it's really unrelated to what we do. But I have gotten some people gifts from here and they're always cool. So without giving you like the Jessica random, I'm just going to read you some of the stuff they have just for the holiday. It's basically gourmet food, but it's more than that because they have subscription options. So like, let's just go under like of the month. They have pickles of the month.
Pickles
bacon
of the month.
Bacon of the month.
Oh, my
cookies
God.
Cookies of the month. Jerky of the month. Popcorn of the month. And then if you're an alkie, whiskey, gin, and vodka of the month. Coffee of the month. So, like, if you – let's just go under bacon. I mean, they just have a whole section on bacon.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
It's like – yes. It's like all bacon made by all different – I mean, it's just amazing the stuff they have. Like, it's really – and it's like, you know, $50 a month for – or you can just do a snacks one or you can do – I don't know. I usually go after their gift stuff. So if you go under gifts and then you go under like for that blank lover and you just find, for example, honey, $62, it's like seven different kinds of honey. Or
$82. Oh my gosh, that's insane.
$79
my
chocolate.
My belly is like starting to growl
one.
Now.
Here's what you get in the chocolate one. Ready?
Okay.
You get Belize 80% chocolate bar made by Ethereal Confections. And then you get 72% dark chocolate with hazelnut and raisin. And then you get milk chocolate covered animal crackers. And then you get 70% dark chocolate by that's Venezuelan. And then you get chocolate espresso cookies. And then you get a Hollywood chocolate bar that's 68% dark chocolate and Palo Santo wood. And then you get chocolate peanut butter bites.
Holy monkeys.
I know. Their gift stuff is so fun. So I think I bought my husband last year for Hanukkah a cookie one. It was cookies every night because he's a cookie lunatic.
And a cookie monster bag?
Kind of, yes. And I didn't know what the frig to get him. So I got him all the – let me tell you, he was in heaven. He loved it. This man would take cookies over cake any day. And I mean, it was like lavender cookies and fruit cookies and chocolate cookies. It was so fun.
That's crazy. They have brunch in a bag.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. They have a gluten-free goodies.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Pickles and peanut grilled butter cheese. And jelly tasters.
Grilled cheese, hot chocolate kit, indie candy bars, cheeses. It's so good, you guys. Mouth.com is so good. So
wow.
I can't even just pick one thing, although if it was me, I'd probably choose like the cheese or the jams because I just think that's fun. And then what's the next thing that I wanted? Yeah, so Mouth.com, that's one of my faves. And then I always buy – I was telling Elsa yesterday. Was it you I was – who the hell was I talking about? Perpetual Kid.
You were telling me.
Yes, that was Monday. I like stuff on Perpetual Kid because if you're super immature like me – sometimes you need your office to reflect some of the, you know, your personality because, like, you can't just go out and buy anything fun ever, right? It has to be ordered. So, like, let's just say I go under home and then home accessories, just for an example. We have an ice cream scoop that's been turned down. That's a doorstop. And then Hungry Hippo wall hanger. And then, like, Ape Attack bookends.
Wow.
Bubble balloons that you can buy with, like, they're balloons that you can put speech inside or like a toothbrush holder that's like a ladybug or like just the most ridiculous, useless
stuff.
I mean, it's not useless. It's just fun.
It's just like fun stuff. I like this like blue and gold scented spray and hair color. I would totally do that.
Oh, here we go. Here's some office stuff. Okay.
So
gourmet
cute.
Scented donut stress balls.
Oh my God.
Sticky notes that are kitty paws. Yeah, that one's pretty cute. Pens that end up to be bangle bracelets or memo sticky notes that are also like sheep, bashful sheep, or what else we have here? Just the most random, like a mustache pencil topper and like green slime. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but I just love it. And I mean, even if you're not getting it for you, you can get it for the immature person you love. So
they even have a magical unicorn mask.
Yes.
Like a mask, like you could put your, on your head, the entire unicorn head.
I mean, that's just fun for the whole family right there.
Oh, my God. That looks so cool. So, yes. So, you see how much more fun her things are? Mine are a little bit more thought out, and it's all about,
hey,
like,
hey, I
you have
this
to
stuff
stay
out.
Cozy and warm, and it has to work and work under, like, the worst conditions, and you happen to be, like, you know, again, hiding out from the zombies.
But this stuff isn't junk. Like, Perpetual Kid has good stuff. Like, Uncommon Goods has a lot of nice stuff, too, that I would like. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's thought out. It's just, this is stuff I would never buy myself. Uncommon Goods, so, for example, they have, like, pottery mugs and stuff that I would never buy myself that I think are beautiful. And they have jewelry, but it's, like, unique.
Yeah.
Like, if you go under Wild Gifts, for example, you have like a little piggy eyeglass holder for your nightstand. So you always know where it is. That's practical. And I need that badly because I never can find my freaking glasses. Or
you just said you never lose things.
I can't see without my glasses, though.
Oh.
So I'm just saying when I go to put them on, rarely I can see far enough away to find them. I have to feel around. And if there was a pig there, I think it would be easier. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, you know those totally 80s bangle bracelet pens? You know the ones that are a pen and they're a bracelet? You remember those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They're 25 cents right now.
Oh, yay.
They're on sale.
That's cool.
That's really cute.
Also in Uncommon Goods, like a scarf, a literary scarf, or like something that wrings out your toothpaste for you. Shark socks. I also have Superman socks from Amazon with little capes on the calves that are adorable.
Oh, my God.
So cute. Venn diagram serving platter. I actually really like that.
Oh.
I mean, stuff on Uncommon Goods isn't cheap, but if you're smart and kind of like cerebral, this stuff is so good. a gradient puzzle. I don't know. Just stuff that's like a little nerdier, but that I love. I just love it because it's nerdier a little bit, you know?
Absolutely.
What else do we have? I said on the – I think Liz Covart said she wanted an Apple Watch. I've been wearing the Jawbone, and it's kind of ugly. I feel like an Apple Watch would have a lot more use. If I'm going to wear something on my wrist, it may as well be an Apple Watch and not this piece of rubber. Do you know what I mean? If I have to know how well I sleep and track all my steps, I also want to get text messages and know what time it is, I think. Ah. So I would like an Apple Watch. But I know I originally and still sort of feel like it's kind of useless, but I feel like the fitness aspects of it outweigh the uselessness. Because you can get to know so much about yourself.
Well, you know,
right on your pulse.
Yes, that's true. I'm just confused about how, like, one of the biggest things that I have about that is, like, if you go out, okay, let's say I'm going to go for a walk and I really don't want to take my phone, but I do want to take my watch.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still work?
Yeah. What do you mean work?
Does it still – isn't it supposed to be paired up with the phone? And that's when I get confused. It's like, can I just go? Can I just go on my walk and it still, like, does its thing on the phone?
So you're saying you can't play music without the phone nearby?
No, I'm just saying I would like to go on a walk without my phone. I don't want to carry my phone to when I want to go work out. Like, that's my dream scenario, to gather all the information about working out and all that stuff without my phone. But don't you need the phone for the iPhone – for the Apple Watch to work?
I don't know. If that's the case, then maybe I don't want it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So those of you who have an Apple Watch now, can you go work out and have it do its stuff – without you having to have your phone on you? Because that's really what I want, is that. I want that. I want not to carry my phone with me, but want the information of the phone.
I don't know. Now I don't know. See, now you're making me think I don't want it.
That's the only reason I didn't, like, kind of follow through with it.
Yeah. I think you might be right. Well, if that's true, then I don't want it.
Well, we'll see. Well, I'm sure we're going to get sold on it at some point. But part of me kind of, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I agree. There's this store called Photo Jojo.
Yeah.
Do you know Photo Jojo?
I have heard of Photo Jojo.
Photo Jojo is the place where you can get, like, telephoto lens for your iPhone camera, which I've always wanted.
Oh my God, yeah. Now I know. Yes, I've seen it.
A spotlight
I've
you
seen
can
it.
Get.
Yeah,
can
totally.
Get. What else can you get on here? There's a cube Polaroid. You can, like, make Polaroids with your iPhone. Stuff like that. So pretty much anything on Photo Jojo, I think,
so
would be.
Cute. They've got, like, cute stuff.
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of stuff I totally love it.
Yeah. This is a great.
Fun.
There's a roll-up cord holder. Cordito, they call it, because it's kind of like a burrito. Cordito. That's pretty cool. And, when you travel, you can take all your stuff and, like, also, like, Gorilla iPod holders and, like,
and they have a little light. They have a little light thing.
Yeah,
that's
the spotlight.
Awesome.
Yeah. Focus shifters and, like, keyboard shortcut skins and
Wow. Everything
on here. Freaking everything on here is useful. I'm not going to lie. This is the best. This
Photo Jojo is awesome.
Photo Jojo. And they even have necklaces that say, like, no filter. Oh, I need to get that.
That's very cute.
That's very cute. I need that.
Ooh, I like this Nikon camera lens mugs. I've seen those, and I thought those things are rad.
Yeah.
They look so cool.
Yes. I know. You can just choose. Yeah. The stuff they have is really cool. And fun. That's what makes it good, is that it's useful and fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
I know people are going to buy my warm socks.
Your Thorlo socks, or whatever they're called.
Thorlos. Smart wool.
Okay, here's something completely useless but fun at parties. 1 year for Hanukkah, I made everyone a pillow with their face on it from the website Pillow Mob.
Oh, my God.
My children were not impressed.
I'm sure they were like, great, Mom.
It's $35 a pillow, and I put everyone's face on the pillow, including the cat. Oh. And they were like, don't tell me this is a Hanukkah present. But I was like, what? You don't like having our little faces sitting on the couch looking at each other? And they were like, please tell me you picked something different for tonight's Hanukkah present.
Oh, my God.
They were so angry, Elsie.
Dude.
But I think these are fun and cool, so I'm going to put it on there. Pillow Mob. Did you see the things?
They're very cute, and I think that I would have liked to have gotten that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have laughed hysterically, and then I would have hidden it because I'm like, where the heck am I going to put this?
Well, like, for example, it would be fun to have one of me and one of you in my office couch.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. That way we could do make videos.
Yeah. Without having to look pretty.
Yeah. You could even pretend you're me, and I could pretend you're you.
That's the dream. Well, that's a date. Then we're doing that for sure. I would love to do an episode where I was the Elsie and you were the Jessica.
I don't even know if I could pull it off, but that would be the funnest thing ever.
So,
oh my gosh, you know what we could do? Hmm. We could write a script, and then we could write a script as us, and then we can switch it, and then just have the episode and just read
each other's part.
Yeah.
I just think it would be funny just to pick out each other's. I mean, like, I know that if I pick out a gift for you, it's not going to be something I would want.
No.
But I'm surprised you left something off your gift guide that I know you want.
What did I not put? My boots?
No, but that's true, too. You didn't put
your pain-free
boots.
Yeah. I forgot.
No, a diffuser for your essential oils.
Oh, my gosh. I do. I know. I they have one over at Whole Foods that I've seen. Actually, no, Floricopia. Yeah, of course, that website is my favorite.
Yeah, but, you didn't even put it.
They have it like there's a new diffuser over at Whole Foods that looks so nice. And I think, you know, what's so hard is whenever you see them, you kind of go like, oh, it's here in my face and it smells so good. It's so and it's pretty. And it's like it looks like some kind of teardrop. It's kind of like teardroppy looking. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty. And some of the other diffusers look like diffusers, like they look like random things. So yes, I do love diffusers, people.
Yeah,
so yes,
so you should put that on here, dude. Don't forget.
Okay,
I want to be able to put your favorite stuff on here. Poppy soaps, they're just pretty. But you know, I find that when people actually give or get poppy soaps, they won't use the soap, and that kind of defeats the purpose of a soap.
I have to say
they're really pretty, just in case you want to get someone pretty soaps, but not practical if the person won't use them.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. But if you want to get someone a useless gift, poppy soaps is the way to go. And then French bull. So I found myself pinning a lot of stuff on another website, and then it's all French bull stuff. So I was just like, well, I better just go to French bull. Most of the stuff I like on French bull, believe it or not, is like kitchen stuff, like plates, cups, salad tongs, believe it or not. But then I went to their actual website, and they've got like Tupperware and like, I mean, wait, you see this stuff. It is brightest, most fun.
It's so fun.
Stuff in the world. In the world.
Wow.
Travel mugs, tech bands, phone cases, reading lights, pet bowls. Wall decals and like wallpaper. I mean, just the most amazing stuff ever.
It's so fun. It's so colorful. I love it.
I know.
Even the little packing snacks and the baskets. Even baskets are colorful.
The baskets are colorful. But like, look, imagine being able to like, I mean, it's $40, but like to have Tupperware that like says like, hello. You know, like it's just so like pretty and colorful. Like who wouldn't want a big soup pot with a pretty design on the top.
Yeah, like, I know.
How could you say no to that? Who would say no to that?
Yeah, once you get it, it's like, oh, this is the cutest thing, but you'd never go find it. Or else you're constantly looking for it and nobody like has it in your face. Like nobody has it there. Nobody. Nobody has cute stuff like this.
No, nobody. Like the mugs on here, your coffee and tea mugs, your travel mugs. Nobody has this stuff. It's like the most fun stuff there is on the planet.
Ooh.
Look at the spreader sets. Even spreader sets. Oh, my God. To be able to spread your cream cheese with this. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. Oh anyway, I love French bowl so much. Just everything on there is so great.
Yeah, they've got lots of really fun stuff.
And then there's a site called Casetify. And I just broke my – well, first of all, I don't know about you guys, but my iPhone case is always slimy and gross. Probably not. I mean, like my kid drools all over it. It's probably why. But like Casetify is sort of like this site that Elsie mentioned that we're going to put on here called Poppin. That's my next one. But Casetify it's custom, but also not custom iPhone cases, but they also have Custom as in you can upload your own photo, which is humdrum, but you can also make a collage from your Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Like it'll pull from your Instagram and make you a nice case. That's which I really think is cute. Cool. But then you can also pick like a million other little designs like farm animals and pizza and whatever else. But it will make from your Instagram, which was why I thought to mention it. And it also has like if you go under the shop, every color under the rainbow that you can just look at. And same with Poppin. Only Poppin, instead of just phone cases, it's all office products.
Yeah.
So it's notebooks and chairs and drawers and desks and mugs and organizers and tape and staples. If you want lime green, you can have lime green. If you want hot pink, you can have hot pink. And it's pens, pencils, notebooks.
It's again, so fun to be able to have like colors of the rainbow. Yes. Or like if you decide I want to have my entire desk to be turquoise, you could do that.
Done. And you never have to go to the, what's it called? The organizer store.
No.
Nope. This is it.
They've got all the stuff.
Double trays, accessory trays, pen cups. It's the best. So good. This is an Elsie site, but it's so good. What else do I have on here? Oh, my God. I don't think I can ever even get through it all.
I know. I think we're going to have to – let's go to your favorites. What about – you have some, like, Wonder Woman character costume apron?
It's an apron.
It's an apron.
Because if you have to be in the kitchen, you should dress like Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God.
So it's a Wonder Woman cape. That's one of the things that I have on my list. And then – you know, one of the people suggested to give a reading as a gift.
Uh-huh.
And I would recommend that from the tarot lady, Teresa Reed, who's also in She Podcast.
Oh, my amazing. God. That would be so awesome. That's a great gift.
Yeah, it is.
How
I think
fun.
It is. Yeah. Give somebody a reading from her because she tells the future and it's ridiculous. She told me 2 years before Isaac was born I was going to have a boy.
Well, there you have it.
I didn't know even that I would get pregnant. She saw a lot of swords in my reading. She was like, that's all penises right there. tea forte is one of my favorite things. And I actually had this tea the first time on a cruise. And I was so like enraptured by the fact that the tea bag sits in the middle of the teacup. It's like a triangle. It's just very elegant the way it sits there. And then when I had the tea, I was like, shaboom!
That stuff is good. Oh, that's so pretty. You're right.
It's really pretty. It's very elegant looking. But also the tea is flipping delicious. And when you look in the tea bag, it's not the same. Like you can see like the little flowers and dried fruits in there.
That so is very, it's like beautiful. It is an absolutely beautiful little
but a great,
thing.
The gifts are great because all the collections come in like these like beautiful boxes. And it's really nice tea. And it's delicious.
Wow.
If you like tea, tea forte. Delicious stuff. That's some of my favorite. And then what else we got here?
By the way, guys, this is all going to be as part of our gift guide. So if you guys go to the show notes, there's going to be a link there. Or you can go to shepodcast.com/2015giftguide. And a lot of these things, just to let you know right off the get-go, some of these things are going to have affiliate links to them. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that we didn't really like mention.
Leonie's planner. That's what I want to end on.
Yeah,
okay. Can I just end on Leonie's planner?
Yes.
Okay. So Leonie Dawson is this like little, mermaid fairy that lives in Australia. If you guys don't know her, and she creates all these business courses. But what I love about everything she creates is that it's very colorful and nice. Well, she has these yearly planners. She has one for life and one for business. And we are an affiliate of Leonie because her planners are beautiful and amazing, and any podcaster should pick one of these up because it's going to help keep you organized, help you set goals, help you reflect on last year, help you make changes for this year, but in the most colorful and wonderful thing you've ever seen in your life. That's what I want to end on. Leonie's planner. And we'll have a link for you on the gift guide.
Yes. And I have bought them, I think now, 3 years straight.
Me
or
too.
Maybe 4 years straight.
You get the paper one or the download or both?
The first year I did the download. And then afterwards I realized I've got to have the written one. And then this last one had binder thingies on it, which is perfect because I love the binder thing. And it's just so great because it's so pretty. And really, that's what it is. It's so pretty and colorful. And it's so nice to make it a routine. And I think it's one of the best little planners out there. And it's very, very reasonably priced. I mean, holy cow.
Yes. It's very affordable.
Very
so
affordable.
Useful, and it would be a great gift to get your fellow podcasters or for yourself.
Yes, or for yourself. And to remember and to, oh my God, that's so cute. So cute. Yes. That's
right?
Yes.
It's even more beautiful this year than it's ever been.
It's amazing.
Yeah. She works so hard on it too. So it's so worth it.
Totally.
Yeah. So the other website stuff that I have to mention, like, I'll just put it in just so you can see some of my favorite little places to go and look for stuff. But I think I covered all the most important ones. Did I cover Think Geek? That one's important, too.
No, you have not.
Like, Think Geek is kind of like Perpetual Kid, but a little bit more sophisticated. So this is for your Star Wars, Star Trek, Big Bang Theory fans. Like, if you want, like, plates or belt buckles or Christmas lights that have, like, Darth Vader on them, like, that's where you go to Think Geek to get that kind of stuff. And, like, I feel like this audience is a good match for that stuff because, I mean, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I would totally have, like, an R2-D2 trash can.
Oh, my God. It would be so cute.
Yeah, it's a lot of TV, movie, book stuff, but then video games, and then, you know, Legos or retro video games, or it just has everything. Unicorns, they have the most amazing stuff, and it's like, oh, I forgot one more thing. Anyway, thinkgeek.com, one more thing, I'm sorry, then I'll be done. I'm telling you guys about this because this is what I bought for my son 2 years ago. He still gets them. It's lootcrate.com. Now, you know how you can get those, like, monthly, like, beauty boxes, like Birchbox?
Yes, okay. Totally.
This is that for nerds.
What?
So every month he gets what they call mystery geek and gaming gear. Sometimes it's like Game of Thrones.
What?
Sometimes it's Hunger Games,
get
Mortal
out.
Kombat. I know. Nintendo, Star Wars, DC, Marvel, everything. Nintendo, Pikachu, Batman.
Oh, my God.
Now, you pay for 6 months. Like, they don't let you do, like, monthly, like, mouth.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so, like, I bought him one for 6 months just to see if he liked the stuff. Oh, my God. He's still 17. He loves it.
Wow.
He loves the stuff. It's crazy. So, yeah. So, I had to mention Loot Crate because it's kind of dude stuff, but it's not like you can't really choose, like, I want a girl one, I want a boy one. Like, it's all just nerd stuff. But
right. The
stuff is fun. It's t-shirts and I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it called again?
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate. Okay.
Yeah,
is that on the list? Because I don't see it.
No, I just thought of it right before we were hanging out. I'm going to put it on right now. Sorry.
Okay. It's all right.
Loot Crate. Now we're done. Now we're officially done.
Now we're officially done with lots more links to come inside of our gift guide. Woo! And you can kind of, like, go crazy with all the stuff that we talked about. I'm sure you can find something to give. Oh, my God. We never even shared even one microphone. But that's okay, right? We have all kinds of other things we chatted about.
Well, Elsie, we need to have a tech list that's separate for next year. We're going to do that in Christmas time, aren't we?
I don't know.
No?
We'll see.
Okay.
If you guys want more.
Maybe Elsie will just let me add the microphones to put on the list.
Yes. I'll have some microphones to put on the list because they're so fun. There's some colorful ones. The ones that I just shared, but I can't even remember. I should have put them in there and I completely forgot. So anyway. All right. So.
Bye. Yes. We love you. Happy holidays.
Yes.
That was my British accent.
Send us your feedback. 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 Feedback at shepodcast.com.
Oh, right. Yes. Calls to action, eh?
Yay.
Feedback at shepodcast.com, twitter.com/shepodcast, facebook.com/group/shepodcast, facebook.com/shepodcast, and shepodcast.com. And don't forget to sign up for our webinar, which is shepodcast.com/BossLibsyn.
Yeah.
And Rob Walsh, tell us about how to podcast from your mom's basement when you're visiting her for the holidays.
Yes.
Or your dad.
And on that note, we'll talk with you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. The